For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. An ABC News reporter believes that she captured a ghost on camera. She posted the footage on ABC News affiliate WGNO's website this week. Reporter Vanessa Balana was doing a segment about haunted locations at the Myrtles Plantation in St. Francisville, Louisiana, when something strange happened on screen for her. Back at the television station while viewing footage shot at the plantation, she says she noticed that they may have captured one of the Myrtles' supernatural residents flying through her shot. As Balana reviewed the video, she noticed what appeared to be a spirit flying past her. She recorded her segment in the French Room, a room said to have the most paranormal activity on the property. The Myrtles Plantation has been said to be one of the most haunted houses in the United States. Was this in fact a ghost or a Louisiana love bug? Watch the video at WGNO.com. Not far from the spot where Opportunity landed on Mars sits a large basin that looks a lot like the salt flats seen on our own planet. According to a new study out this week in geology, this location may have been home to one of the final lakes to exist on Mars before the red planet turned into the dry desert world that we see today. The chloride salt deposit located in the Meridiani region measures about 46 square miles, or the size of a small city. A team led by Brian Hinnick from the University of Colorado Boulder wanted to know how salty the lake would have been and how recently it existed, which would tell us important clues about the habitable history of Mars. So they combined the mineral analysis from Mars orbiters and digital mapping of the terrain in the area. The lake, they found, would have been no older than 3.6 billion years, putting it at the tail end of the period when liquid water would have flowed across the Martian surface. Hynek says this was a very long-lived lake, and we were able to put a very good time boundary on its maximum age. He says we can be pretty certain that it is one of the last instances of a sizable lake on Mars. Based on the depth and thickness of the salt left behind, the team estimated that the one-time lake would have been only about 8% as salty as the Earth's ocean. They say that its low salinity means that it could have been habitable at one time. This could have been one of the last potential habitable watery places on the surface of Mars. Dark Matter News.
Hi, I'm J. Neil Shulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made two movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
A geologist said that he had predicted the EPA would intentionally poison Animas River a week before its toxic spill. Last week, the Environmental Protection Agency spilled over 1 million gallons of toxic waste into the Animas River in Colorado. This is, of course, ironic, considering the fact that the EPA is the government organization that typically prosecutes people for crimes against the environment. And in this case, some say the EPA has declared that they are above the law and free from any type of fines or prosecution. The waste was spilled from an abandoned mine shaft and has now contaminated large stretches of water and connecting rivers that reach into various bordering states. Over 3 million gallons of wastewater containing a number of toxic chemicals is now destroying untold miles of precious waterways. Geologist Dave Taylor wrote a letter to the editor in the Silverton Standard, pointing out that the EPA was planning a maneuver that could potentially cause toxins from mine shafts to flood into rivers. He also suggested that the EPA was aware of the possible outcomes and were going forward with the plan to gain funding. In the letter, Taylor wrote, "But make no mistake, within 7 days, all of the 500-gallon-per-minute flow will return to Cement Creek. Contamination may actually increase. The grand experiment, in my opinion, will fail." I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.